It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit, well worth popping into. Great bar, great food, great atmosphere, great staff. It's just pretty good. So make it your business, if you're in this neck of the woods, to pop in to the Oasis Bar and Grill here at the White Sands Hotel. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Many of you will have heard the story in the news that we're about to talk about, and that is that Gardaí have launched an investigation into a significant online threat against the family of Taoiseach Simon Harris. Gardaí were alerted to a specific and detailed threat. It's understood it was posted on a popular social media platform on Sunday morning. And detectives immediately initiated an investigation and have been liaising with the social media platform concerned, which has offices in Dublin. Now, earlier today, the Taoiseach Simon Harris issued the following statement. He said, "This weekend, I received direct threats targeting my family. As a father, I have very strong views and feelings on this, as you can imagine. As a political leader, I find it unacceptable in every way. Let me be clear. Threatening people, any person, is a crime. Threatening children is despicable. It is cowardice. And it is a line that no decent society should tolerate being crossed. I will not comment further on any ongoing Garda investigation." Now, that Garda investigation involves the Special Detective Unit, which is the state's counter-terror specialists. And they're involved in the probe, as is the Garda National Cybercrime Bureau. So Gardaí are taking this very seriously. We don't have specific information on the exact wording of the threat on social media. It hasn't been released, obviously, for reasons, because it's under active investigation, I should imagine, is most of the reason that we haven't heard this. But anyway,
okay, let's deal with some of the issues that have come up. Yeah. We want to hear from you. We want to get your opinions on this, guys. We're going to give our opinion. You probably won't agree with us. But the podcast is called Opinions Matter. And if you don't like our opinions, it is your job and your duty to come on and address our points. First of all, people were saying, where is the proof of this? And, you know, why did Simon Harris only come out with this now? My guess would be, and this is just guess, but I know...
What do you mean, why did he only come out with it now?
Well, when did it happen?
Sunday morning.
Okay, so people are getting that wrong straight away. They are saying that it happened ages ago, and the reason that he is only coming out with this now is to deflect from the calls to have him resign.
No, and it happened on the early hours of Sunday morning.
Okay, how do we know it's real?
We don't, other than the Gardaí are investigating this.
By the way, I believe it's real.
No, so do I. Yeah. So do I. Gardaí are investigating at a very high level, by the way. They're treating it very, very seriously. And I've no reason to believe it's not real. That's the bottom line. Why would he issue a statement? Why would he even come out with this?
And the chances are, by the way, and I'd say it's about 90% certain this, knowing how the political system works, and like Simon Harris isn't, most of the posts that are put up aren't put up by Simon Harris himself, okay? Simon Harris doesn't spend the whole day scrolling through his Facebook feed or his Twitter feed or his Instagram feed. And the reason I would know that is because some of the comments that come under his posts, if he was, he would block them all. Mm. So he doesn't look... And people think when Harris puts up a photograph of himself at something that he's reading through, that he's sitting there like the rest of you are because you haven't got anything better to be doing, and he's scrolling through all the comments. He doesn't have time for that. So that would be done by his assistants or whatever. So I would imagine, I would be 90% certain that Harris himself didn't even see those comments and that they were seen by one of his aides that he would have several of. I mean, if you've ever seen Harris going around, he has about 10 people with him, which... fine, he's the
okay. So the bottom line is this whoever it was who's targeting Harris, they've held protests outside his house. They have targeted him to resign over recent weeks and months, and that's fine. But as he said in his own statement, threatening children is despicable. So this is a threat that goes one step far too far. Because it's not against him as a politician. It is against his family, his wife and his two children. He's got two young children. And obviously in this threat, his wife and or children were targeted and threatened. Now, that is, in my opinion, way past the mark of where protest should be.
Oh, no, it is. And as I said, you know, I've met Harris a good few times. He's a nice man and all that. He seems to be a loving father. I do believe that he puts too much of his personal life up on social media, because when you are in any position, geez, I mean, we're not even in a high position when you think about it in Ireland. We're just two lads doing a podcast. We get threats. We've gotten so many threats. Only a couple of months ago, Adrian, and I won't go into the details of it because Adrian doesn't want, but this is the God honest truth. On my life, a member of Adrian's family got a disgusting threat made on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Absolutely disgusting, which I saw and I sent to Adrian and he was horrified by it. You're actually upset by it. And it came from a woman. You almost expect these threats to come from men, but this came from a woman. And this was wishing ill on a family member of yours.
It was.
All because this absolute
numpty had
I'll use the word, because I used the word at the night, geebag. That's all she was, a geebag. Because anybody that
didn't like the opinions that she heard coming out of my mouth and therefore went on to make a threat against a family member of mine.
I hate that expression, geebag, but this one was. Because absolutely. For any woman to do that. Anyway, so Harris probably didn't even see the threats himself. But as Adrian said, you can dislike the man's policies, and God knows he's done enough for people to dislike him. You can dislike his handling of the Harvey situation and not meeting with the family. You can be angry about that. I would imagine if we had Gillian on, the mum, I would bet my house on it that there's no way that she would condone threats being made against Harris's family. Absolutely not.
I would hope not.
No, I don't think she would.
I would hope not.
Because she's called out far-right nonsense before on social media and said, you do not speak for me. She just wants justice for what. But we don't even know if this threat is related to that incident. I mean, the far right in Ireland, a lot of them are just big mouths, okay? We get threats every day from them. They put up videos online. They take little clips from our podcast and put up clips online to try and bully us and think they're going to shut us up because they're fascists and they want to shut down any commentary that they don't agree with, yeah? But this, as you say, Adrian, is one step too far. What else is one step too far is the people that are saying he should expect it and he deserves it. He deserves all the abuse, yeah? If you don't believe he's doing a good job, sure, abuse him on social media. But when you bring two innocent children into this, yeah, and he should stop posting about them on social media, by the way. Like, he posts photographs up and they're in their school uniform and all that. Simon, you cannot do that.
You can, but
when you're in a position
you
like
probably
that
shouldn't.
Where you have absolute psychopaths. I mean, you saw the video last year of the fella that threatened Mary Lou McDonald, and absolute nut job with the balaclava on his head. You don't want these people knowing anything about your private life. You really don't.
And that guy, by the way, Richard McCreevy was his name. Yeah. He was sentenced to 15 months for threatening Mary Lou and the Guardian Commissioner, Drew Harris. Yeah. All right, so the question we're asking is, how do you feel? We're asking you how you feel. Somebody just messaged a couple of moments ago to say, I don't believe he was threatened. It is absolute deflection, says that message. I, for the life of me, can't think why somebody like Simon Harris would make up something like this on a Sunday.
But he probably didn't even see the message. That's the thing. Simon Harris does not sit at home scrolling through the Liberal on Facebook. By the way, if you don't believe that there's a whole section of society out there that see this as a joke and all that, look at the comment, the Liberal. It attracts the dregs of Irish society. Literally the bottom feeders of Irish society. And you can print that, by the way, if you want. If you saw some of the comments on the Liberal, you have mothers there absolutely laughing at it, putting up laughing emojis about a family being threatened. You know, again, whatever you feel about Harris, you do not bring family into it.
Our WhatsApp number with your opinion is 085-825-2626. Let me kick off with Glenn.
How's it going, lads and Katie? My thing here is, as much as it's vile and disgusting of what they're doing, it's most likely the people who are far right. I'm not going to say the far left can't do it or the left can't do it. Of course they can. But what I want to say is, if you start arresting and locking people up over threats, now don't get me wrong, it's disgusting, it shouldn't happen. What's the excuse for Judge Nolan letting paedophiles and rapists walk free or on probation or to get a year or two max? But because Simon Harris got a few words sent to him, let's lock up the person for 6 months or a year or 2 or 3 years. I know the English are doing it as well, they lock up some women. For me, locking people like that up, it's just going to fill people with more rage and they're going to lash out more at the government. I think they should be sent to mandatory behaviour classes. They should be put on fucking restrictions on their dole. You make them suffer more personally. Like locking someone up that's on the fucking dole that gets a free cell, 3 meals a day and doesn't have to worry about anything and they'll be out in 6 months to a year. You know what I mean? That's them on the fucking dole set for life because nobody's going to hire them.
This is Alan.
Absolutely sickening. And the amount of laughing emojis on Facebook, I suspect most of them don't even have access to their own kids. Regardless of the man's politics, this is not acceptable at any point. Simon is a father first and a politician second. Criticise the man, his political views, but don't go after his family. It is utter cowardice when these little scumbags go after vulnerable children and his wife. Absolutely disgusting. I hope the guards find him and fucking deal with him.
David, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, David?
Not too bad, no. Not too bad. And yourself?
Good, thanks, David. What did you want to say on this? Threats made against Simon Harris's family, his young kids. Is that a step too far?
Well, Adrian, like, if you study things, this has been going on now for a long time. People have been threatening members of the government for a long time, haven't they?
Hang on for 1 second, though. Threatening members of the government, maybe, and even that's not acceptable. But now it specifically involves Simon Harris's family. Specifically mentioned in his statement that his children were targeted by these threats.
Yeah, and I can understand that, but that's the frustration of the people of Ireland at the moment.
That would suggest that you're in some way condoning threats like this.
I am not, no, in no way whatsoever. But the people feel so powerless.
And making that's now manifest itself in making threats against children.
Well, no. It's the children, Adrian, that are suffering. It's the children of this country that are suffering.
But what's
they're the future, Adrian. Do you know what I mean? They're the future of this country. And look what they're inheriting. They can't even buy a house. They can't even rent a house. They can't even do anything. There's no jobs for them. They're all emigrating.
I understand a lot of the frustrations that you're talking about. But again, I want to specifically read from Simon Harris's statement, and it said, "This weekend I received direct threats targeting my family." He goes on to say, "Threatening people, any person, is a crime, but threatening children is despicable. It is cowardice." Is he not right?
Well, in all honesty, like, what does he expect?
He probably doesn't expect his children to be in any way implicated in a threat.
Well, do you know what my suggestion to him would be? Do you? I suggest he resigns immediately.
Right, okay, that's fine.
He steps down again.
So hang on. You give in to somebody making threats against your kids and you step down.
Well, look, Adrian, if you're not doing your job properly, you are fired. You are sacked. You are let go. This man is not doing his job properly.
And when it comes to the next general election, if people are so minded, they can vote him out of his seat.
Here we go now talking about elections. Now, this country has been run by the same government since 1916. Since 1916, this country has been... Now, good things has happened in this country during that time, but things has gone very, very downhill at the moment. And I just suggest the Children's Hospital, right? Now, during COVID, the Chinese built a hospital in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, they built a hospital. How long is that children's hospital up in Dublin being built at the moment?
I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying, by the way, but I have to bring you back to this, if you don't mind me saying. What has this got to do with children and a family being threatened? I mean, Simon, from what I know, Simon Harris's kids were not involved in the construction of the children's hospital. But listen, and his wife, who's a nurse, definitely was not involved in the delay in construction of the children's hospital.
And his wife and children had nothing to do with that poor child passed away, Harvey Morrison.
In other words, that
poor child that passed away is one of hundreds, maybe thousands that have passed
again,
away.
I'm not going to argue any of those points as regards the care provided to that child and children like him. However, that anger, rightly, and people politicians have been calling for Simon Harris to resign. The public have been calling for him to resign. But again, that's okay. That's acceptable.
Like David, myself and Adrian say very controversial things. We sometimes have controversial opinions on this podcast, yeah?
Yes, and I've been listening to you all my life.
Yeah, so you know we piss off a lot of people. I don't give a fuck, by the way. We won't be silenced by anybody. So I piss off a lot of people. Would it be right for someone to come up to my young fella, say he's playing a football match on Saturday, would it be right for a grown man, a man in his 40s, to go up to my young fella when he's playing a football game and go up to him and say, I'm going to beat you up because your father's an arsehole? Would that be acceptable?
No, that is not acceptable.
It's
the exact same thing that is after happening to Simon Harris's children.
I can understand that. But like, in all honesty, I'm a normal person, right? And if you look, what you just said there, like about fathers going up and threatening children at football match, that's happening every week. That's happening every week. If you go and look at a football match and you see fathers and mothers screaming and cursing at their 10-year-olds out playing a game of football that's meant to be fun and making everyone happy, and they're enraged. They're getting their anger out. You know, they're releasing their anger. Do you know what I mean?
I get all of that. I totally understand a lot of the anger. But when I read a message like this from Sean, he says, Harris's decisions in constantly screwing over the country is exactly why he got threats.
Never mind, Sean's a troll. He's a troll.
But Sean, yes, fine. But it's not even. It's never acceptable to make threats to anybody. But again, Sean, you're not getting the fact that threats were made against his children.
Yeah.
And I don't care what the man has done. His children don't deserve to be threatened. For example, if somebody, and I'm not making any comparison, but if somebody's father turned out to be a paedophile, yeah?
Yeah.
And was arrested and charged and thrown into prison for being a paedophile.
Is it fair to come after the kids?
Is it fair to come after the kids?
No, absolutely.
No, it's the exact same thing.
In the same way, lads, the mafia, the biggest criminals ever, yeah? Mm-hmm. The mafia had a rule within their thing. They would never go after family of people. So if you cross the mafia in New York, yeah, you would end up with a bullet in your head. They had a rule, and the rule was you never involve children in anything. Okay, and I just think that's taking a step too far.
Do me a favor, stay there for a second, David, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, like Amanda does.
Hey guys, Amanda here. I'm sorry, but I don't have sympathy for him. There's Irish kids, he's in charge of our government, and there's Irish kids who can't get hospital appointments, who can't get school places, families with kids who have special needs, who can't get the support that they're needing. There's literal Irish kids dying from not receiving surgeries that are, it's 2025, like some of these kids are dying from things that they should not be dying in a first world country. But somebody made an online threat at your family, and we should just make a whole big thing. The guards are involved, becoming this whole thing. What about our kids? At what point do our kids become a priority to them? So we just have to make everything about them and never about the rest of us. That's what it feels like. And I'm sorry, I can't give sympathy to somebody who I feel nothing but anger towards, because our children are suffering because he can't do his job. I don't care about you at this point.
All right, Amanda, I'll come back to you and say, fine, have an issue with Simon Harris for all he's done or hasn't done.
That's, and we're not saying that because people are going to take out of this podcast, oh, paid for government shields, government, the government paid them to say that.
No.
I don't agree with a lot of the government's policies, either Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael. That is not what this is about.
This is about threats being made against his children, Amanda.
And the gas thing is, Amanda, the far right, and I'm not saying you're far right, by the way, Amanda, the far right have been going on, and rightfully so, over the last couple of years about protecting children. We need to protect Irish children. And then when one of their own makes a threat towards
children,
Simon Harris's children, it's all Asher, it's okay. Like, we either want to protect children or we don't want to protect children. We had a podcast about 2 months ago about what happened to me in the city centre. You were off the day, actually, myself and Katie, when a woman came up to me and gave me abuse in front of my three kids at the Lewis stop in the city centre and absolutely verbally abused me because her sister was a drug addict, shouting abuse at me. You do not do that in front of children. You don't bring children into your arguments. How many times does this have to be said?
Samantha, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Samantha. What did you want to say?
I just wanted to say I think he's going to get everything he deserves. He's going to get everything coming forward for him that he deserves. But I don't agree with anybody threatening children. I think that's taking it a step too far. He's nothing but a dickhead like the rest of them. And he should definitely resign now. He should definitely just give up because he gave up on the Irish a long time ago. So he might as well just walk away from it now. He deserves everything he gets.
Everything he gets, including threats against his children.
No, not children.
You just said he deserves everything he gets.
He deserves everything he gets, but his children don't deserve to be threatened. His children don't deserve to be threatened by any means.
You see,
Samantha, people are annoyed because their own children aren't being protected out on the street.
Again, Samantha, threats shouldn't be made, whatever about Simon Harris's kids, threats shouldn't be made against anybody, regardless.
You're absolutely right. I would 100% agree with you there. But sadly, our kids feel threatened every time they go into the city centre now. Our children feel threatened by these strangers walking around the streets, eyeing them up, or, you know, doing drugs or drinking alcohol around them when they're trying to just get on with their day, going in and out of town or whatever. But nothing said about our children, our own children.
But hang on.
Simon Harris's child gets threatened is a big, huge thing.
Well, no, that's
everybody's
not...
Everybody's talking about it.
Well, sorry, that's not true, Samantha. We did a full podcast. It was one of our most listened to podcasts. We did a full podcast about three episodes ago of those two, of those children that were allegedly victims of an attempted abduction.
Right.
So, you know, we do deal with stories.
No, I'm not talking about you lads in particular. I'm talking about media in general, not just you. I'm talking about
We
never see anything.
No, but obviously when the children of the tarnished of Ireland, okay, when the children of the tarnished are involved in a direct threat online, obviously that is big news. It's big news. And people are going to talk about it. I mean, the amount of people we have that want to come on today's topic because it's a big news story because he's the tarnished.
Any child to be threatened in this world should be big news. Any child. His children aren't special. They're not special by any means.
But he didn't.
Every child is equal. No, hang on, lads. Every child is equal. And any child that feels threatened should be cared for and looked after.
But Samantha...
But we're only
talking about
his kid because of who he is. And
Samantha,
that's what I'm saying.
You said any child shouldn't feel threatened. Simon Harris's children were directly threatened. Now, you have to draw the line at that.
And what about the poor child that died because he didn't do his job? What about that child?
But again, what I'm getting at is...
That child is dead.
The threats...
His children are still alive.
I'm aware of all that. Now you're nearly moving to justifying the threats that were made against his children.
But I'm not. I'm just saying to you, I'm just stating a fact. I'm on here to state a fact. And you know what I'm like? I'm going to be straight and honest with you, lads. As I said to you at the beginning, I don't believe any child should be threatened. But I don't believe that any child in Ireland should die because a scumbag isn't doing his job.
But
he should resign now before it gets any worse for him.
But we agree with you. That, and in fairness, Samantha, I've been following politics most of my life. There's never been a leader of the country who has not got abuse. No matter what you do as a leader, no matter what you do as a leader of a country, no matter what you do, be it Bertie Ahern, Micheál Martin, they were all. And I remember when what's her name? It was a minister for health back in the day, back in the late '90s.
Mary Harney
used to get apps, and this was before social media. Used to get threats as well because she wasn't doing her job.
That's true.
The one great thing we have about Ireland is that it's a democracy. And if someone, and I've said this to them, I'm blue in the face. If a politician, and there's politicians out there who you wouldn't get to cut your grass, they're shite.
Mm-hmm.
If a politician is not doing their job, we have the ability as a democracy to vote them out.
And I said that only a couple of minutes ago. We have the ultimate power.
We have the ultimate power.
So Simon Harris can be sacked come the next general election. He could have been sacked last November, but he wasn't. People voted him back in again. So the point Jeremy's making is that is our ultimate power over politicians that we don't think are doing a good job. They get sacked.
Well, I just hope everybody decides to use their vote when it's time for voting, because I'd be out there screaming at people to use their vote this year. I definitely will, or whenever it's on. I'll definitely be doing that, because something has to change in this country. And there's a little sign there today, what we're talking about.
As I was saying, I mean, the previous Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, wasn't particularly popular. He lost his job.
Yeah.
He got sacked by the electorate. So the point Jeremy's making, and I agree with, if you want rid of Simon Harris, then don't vote for him in the next election. That's it.
Rather, he won't be getting voted for.
Rather than, well, he topped the poll in Wicklow the last time.
No, but I just think people are fed up, and that's why they're making these types of comments. I think everybody's fed up.
Whether you realise it or not, and I've just gotten a message in a moment ago, and it said, I cannot believe the amount of adults condoning the threats against kids. It's absolutely wild.
Samantha isn't condoning that.
Well, I'm not condoning the threats against a child.
But you keep saying people are frustrated, that's why it happened.
Yes, they are.
But that is condoning it. That is condoning some nut job making threats against Simon Harris's children.
I am condoning him getting threatened, not his children. I do believe people are angry with him, but not his children.
All right, stay there for a second. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note, send it to that number, 085-825-2626, like Matt just did.
But I live in a place where political violence has happened in the past, and the threat of violence is kind of ever-present in a way. And when you condone violence from any side towards any political person, any political opponent, anyone that disagrees with you, you are inviting that same violence on yourself. I think that even if you don't like Simon Harris and you disagree with him, which I can't fucking stand him, I think he's useless at his job, what you do is you vote. You go out and you vote, and you vote them out. And that's the only way to do it. You can voice your displeasure, your dislike for somebody online. You can say he's an arsehole. You can say he's shit at his job. You can say he's a prick. He's a wanker. You can say he's a fucking dickhead. You can say he should be locked up. You can say anything you want. But the moment you threaten violence, you lose all standing, and you're just inviting that violence back on yourself. I just think that, it's fucking ridiculous that it's getting to that point where we're basically turning into the fucking Yanks. People are threatening each other just because they disagree with each other. Whether it was to do with that kid who had scoliosis or not, I don't know. But the thing is, even so, violence is never justified.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, Samantha, if you're still on the line there, I've been asked to play this WhatsApp voice note for you. Will you hang on there for one sec? Have a listen to this.
I will.
Hi, guys. Angela here. I just seriously cannot believe what I'm hearing here. That last week, everyone was up in arms. You had a mother on whose child, there was an attempted abduction. There was manhunts out for him. Blood. Everyone was dying to get hold of this guy and kill him. Yeah, it's okay the following week to go on and threaten somebody else's child. You're all fucking hypocrites, every single one of you.
Samantha, do you get the hypocrisy that she's talking about?
I understand where she's coming from completely, yes, I do.
But that family of that other child that was getting kidnapped last week isn't scum. They aren't scum. They aren't ruining the country. They aren't bringing it to their knees, like I said in my comments. They aren't forgetting the ill children in the country and watching them die because they couldn't be bothered to do their job right. There's no going around it, lads, today. I'm completely honest with you, as I am every time I come on. He's a fucking dickhead. He needs to get out. And he should just give up today. I'm sorry what happened with his child or
so,
children.
Hang on, I'm not finished.
They shouldn't have threatened his children by any means. And I said that at the start of my conversation. By any means, his children shouldn't be threatened. They've done nothing wrong, their children. But he is an absolute waste to this country. And so, it's time to have him out.
Okay, so somebody like Simon Harris should resign because he's been threatened. Is that right?
No, he should resign because he's not doing his job. That's why he should resign. He should resign because he's not doing the job he's getting paid for.
Okay, stay there for a moment. Let me bring in Laura. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Laura?
Hello, I'm Grant.
Well, Laura, yeah, what do you want to say on this?
Well, I obviously agree with the whole thing of what happened, like, you know, that Simon Harris should resign, but the threatening towards kids is unacceptable. And I get why people are angry. Like, but then, like, there's the whole thing as well. Like, the HSE, the healthcare system in Ireland, has been dreadful for years, even with the likes of, I remember, what was it, Enda Kenny had a quote there back in 1994 that he wanted to try and increase the trolleys and hospitals and stuff like that, and we're in 2025 now and we're still having the kind of same issues.
I agree with all of that. I think our healthcare system is an absolute basket case, and it's not just...
That's your take, but like, even anybody that is voted into government... Like, I don't know, like, how the whole process works, and, like, you know, I'd be one giving out about things as well, but I'm assuming they're trying their best to try and improve the healthcare system. Like, HSC is very woeful in terms of what's happening, and obviously with their cervical scandal and all that stuff, it's just shocking, you know. So it seems if anybody that gets into the Minister for Health, it seems to be they're just doing the job very, like... Like, terrible, like...
Yeah,
you know,
it's a job I wouldn't take for all the tea in China. Going back to the story about... And it's a terribly sad story about that little child, Harvey. Yeah. Somebody just messaged in to say something quite logical. The child passing away is not just down to Simon Harris. It's the management of the hospital system. Management of the hospital system that's at fault too. In other words,
if you're going to hold people accountable for,
ultimately, it is the doctors and nurses.
Well, there's a load of people that you literally could.
Well, the healthcare system in general, like, it's not just Simon Harris. You know, that type of thing. It's like we're all pointing fingers. I don't know the background of what he was trying to do to try and decrease the waiting lists for things like that. I don't know the whole backstory of that. But like, the whole thing, but back to, again, threatening his family isn't the way to go about it. And I understand people's anger and frustration about the government and things like that. And then back to the general election thing where people are like, oh, we should go out and vote. Where you hear like an RT or whatever, where there was a low turnout in certain counties. If people really want change, go out and vote. Like,
and that's exactly the point.
I'm not going to bother voting and then expect change.
And that's exactly the point that I was about to make as regards Simon Harris. Whether people like it or not, after his period of Minister for Health, after his period as Taoiseach, he still topped the poll in Wicklow. He was the most popular politician in Wicklow. So people don't agree. And again, he could be voted out the next time, but... That's how you get rid of people like Simon Harris, if that's what you want. You make sure people don't vote for him.
The confusion of how many people you vote on the voting card. So if you've put a mark down for every single person on the voting sheet, they're still going to get a point. You know, all the rounds that they do within the voting counts, they still get a point. So if you want to vote for one person, just vote for the one person on the sheet, and they'll be voting for everybody.
But don't pass on any votes, yeah.
Yeah. So
okay. So when you hear, and again, we don't know the precise details of the threat, and they're obviously being withheld for operational reasons because the Gardaí are investigating this threat. So there's no point in publicly announcing who posted a threat online because the person will just do a runner. So I understand why they're withholding that at this moment. But when you hear of threats being made against young children whose daddy just happens to be the Taoiseach,
Yeah, it's just like any job. Like, you know, he has that job. He'd be fighting for the family. Mm. And because of that, his family is in danger. You know,
when you hear of threats like that being made against his children, I'm assuming you think that's just a step far too far.
Yeah, that's too far. Like, I do want Simon Harris to resign, and that's my feeling, but I wouldn't be going out of my way to threaten his family. That's just to set a line, you know.
And that's exactly...
It's the failure of the healthcare system, basically. It's the failure of the healthcare system. And it just so happens that Simon Harris is... you know, in health at the moment. That's just the unfortunate thing at the moment.
And
it could be anybody, could be Joe Bloggs, it could be the Minister for Health.
And as we said, by the way, we don't know if this threat is in any way related to the Harvey.
My understanding is, because I was speaking to a journalist about it earlier on, the Gardaí don't believe it's related to.
We're not even suggesting that it was a family member.
No, of course not.
Is angry. People have been angry at Harris for years, way before the Harvey debacle. Way before that, you know, it could be about immigration. It could be about anything. You know, people online, when they make threats like that, very rarely, now I know this is no comfort to Harris himself, but very rarely do they actually mean it. As I said, myself and Adrian on a weekly basis get threatened. Some of the comments, we could literally do a whole podcast just sitting here reading out the comments of the threats that come in. And, you know, 90% of the time, these threats are just idle threats. You know, people are trolls. They just post online. You know, they don't mean anything by it. It's like that Aegis that threatened Drew Harris and Mary Lou. But you can't let people away with this. This is the problem with social media. People have become way too comfortable with saying exactly what they want.
I'm very consoled, by the way, just from an opinion poll that we've been running on our Instagram.
Yep.
Thanks to Laura for putting this up. And it basically asked people their opinion on these threats being made against Simon Harris and his family. And 96% of people who voted in that poll said no, that's not fair, and 4% yes, that's part of the job.
But you couldn't see nobody.
4% are saying yes, it's part of the job.
Like, even the next call we're about to speak to.
By the way, that poll is up on our Instagram, Opinions Matter Podcast on Instagram.
Even people who can't stand Harris, and we're about to talk to one in a moment, Martin, who's very, very angry with Harris. And again, I completely, completely can understand that, okay? But even someone who is vehemently against Simon Harris and despises the man wouldn't wish that. What type of human being would?
Jeremy, sorry, you've seen the comments online.
Oh, no, I've seen the comments online. Yes, I've seen I looked at the Liberal, because that's always a great gauge for the lowest form of humanity when you look at some of the comments on them from mothers that have their kids beside them in photographs.
As they're typing it.
I just don't get it. No matter what Harris has done to the country, it is not his children's fault. How many times do you have to say that?
Martin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Martin?
Lads, thanks for having me on. I'm not that awfully angry, Jeremy, but...
The voice note was fairly angry. I just listened to it on my ear now.
It just gets me gold talking about the likes of him and Leo Varadkar.
Yeah, you don't like Harris. That's apparent. And that's completely...
That's your right.
That's fair enough. But you also believe it's a step too far.
Yeah, listen, anyone that threatens somebody's family like that should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. You know, but it's his actions, lads, that's why it's happening. It's his actions. Like, he's not fit to do his job. He hasn't been for years. He's a woke fucking prick. Himself and Leo are a pair of wankers. They're holding hands together above the door. Not literally now, before anybody goes down a homophobic room.
Leo's gone anyway, so you're talking about old
Yeah,
years.
I know, but even the two of them together, they weren't exactly the fucking dream team, were they? Like, you know, they probably thought they were. But no one's family should be threatened or anything like that. But no, he should be gone. He's a
I can't emphasize this enough, Martin. You're saying he should be gone. And yes, this is a man who at the start of December, topped the poll in Wicklow. He literally...
I nearly fucking fainted when I heard that.
He was literally streets ahead of every other politician in Wicklow. Now, you can't take that. That is our democracy.
Yeah, well, the way I look at it is, lads, and at the time people were saying, like, the likes of Helen McAtee and him, how did they get in so quick? They must do an awful lot in their own community to get in like that.
Of course they do. And that's what a good politician does.
Yeah, but they're all right for their own people and all that, but they won't do anything for the I was going, like, Helen McAtee is a waste of fucking space as well. She should be fucking gone as well. Like, Jesus Christ above. The worst fucking justice minister, and now she's Minister for Education.
Martin, this, you said you weren't annoyed by the way. Jesus Christ. No, but this isn't about whether or not such and such a politician is useless, blah, 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 blah. This is about people taking it a step too far. And you have two things going on here. First of all, you have the person who made the threat online. Yeah? Okay, so you have that person, okay? And then you have the people, and this isn't you, by the way, then you have the people who are condoning it. And in fact, some of our listeners are condoning it as well, basically saying that, you know, he brought it on himself. Yeah? Literally condoning it. How can you condone threats like that?
But he did bring it on himself. You can understand. I can understand why people are condoning it, because they're angry. They're angry with the way the country is. The country's in shit, you know. And we're supposed to be one of the richest countries out there. Like anyone that, like myself, that's in the squeezed middle is getting fucking bent over every fucking week, every fucking month, and he doesn't give a fuck about it.
But again,
over in the EU talking about Palestine,
Martin,
and all that.
Martin, my worry is how, as a message there a while ago said, we're turning well, not all of us, in fact, a minority of people, but we're turning into Americans, making threats against each other to get a political point across. That's just not the place we should be. And much and all, as you might dislike Simon Harris or Helen McEntee, who, by the way, also topped the poll in the general election, just as a by the way, despite how much you despise her, she topped the poll as well in Meath. But anyway, the fact of the matter is that when political argument, let's call it, gets to the point that we're making physical threats against anybody, least of all children of politicians, is just insane.
I mean, Martin, we know from talking to you, and I like you very much, I have to say, I disagree with about 90% of the stuff you say. But my point is, Martin, I don't agree with your politics, I don't agree with your opinions, a lot of things, but I could still sit down and have a pint with you and we could talk about stuff.
You haven't resorted to making threats.
So I could sit down with you for an hour in a bar and we could talk about football or whatever the case may be, and as long as you don't, I don't bring up politics or anything like that with a lot of my friends, because I know, like, I have a friend who in the last 2 years have gone down a rabbit hole. She believes the earth is flat and she believes in chemtrails and all that, and I can't deal with that. So when I meet her, we talk on the phone, we just don't talk about that shit. We'll talk about, you know, you're watching The Traitors on TV. The point is, Martin, that even though you and I we're completely different ends of the spectrum, and we disagree with a whole lot of things, yeah? You're never going to turn around on this show to me, no matter what I say to you, and say, by the way, I'm going to kidnap your young fella Luke, I'm going to beat your young fella up because his father's a prick. You're not going to do that. Why? Because you're a decent human being.
And the point of this conversation is, I'm shocked.
Well, apart from being British, we won't hold that against.
No, yeah. I am shocked by the amount of people who, when it comes to these threats being made against Simon Harris and his family, his kids, people are condoning it, saying he's getting what he deserves. And that's just so wrong in any language, to be making threats against him or his, more importantly, the rest of his family. Do you not agree with that, Martin?
I agree with that, yeah, but what I'm saying to you is I don't condone it. I can see why people are condoning it. Can you see why people are condoning it?
No, I can't see any reason whatsoever for anybody condoning any threat made against children. No, I can't see any justification for it.
Can you see the people condoning the threats against themselves?
No, that's neither here nor there. Sorry, hang on for one second, Martin. In no way should anybody be threatened. No, I don't care what he's done or not done. Nobody deserves to be physically threatened in a way that could harm them.
In the same way,
but I'm not sitting here saying that they should. But what I'm saying is, I don't condone it, but I can see why people do condone it.
Yeah,
and
I can't.
You think you're doing a good job. And you say that's neither here or there.
It is neither here nor there.
If he wasn't doing a good job, okay, he wouldn't be in this position.
Okay, well, Martin.
Sorry, again, Martin, I'm going to say this to you again. We live in a democracy. We don't live in China where your politicians are chosen for you. We live in a democracy where we choose our politicians. And this man, for better or for worse, topped the poll in Wicklow and was re-elected again. So
But that doesn't mean he's doing a good job.
But obviously believes, some people believe he's doing a good job because they voted for him.
Well, I'd like to meet one of them.
Yeah, I don't think he's doing a good job. But having said that, Martin, yeah, he is doing a job. And his job, he was hired, by the way, if you want to use that. He was hired by us, the people. The electors hired him, okay? And he's not doing a job that people like, so people are threatening him. Now, in your place of work, I don't know what sort of business you work in, but in your place of work, if you were not doing a good job in your place, your boss would have no right to go into your office tomorrow and go, I'm going to fucking murder your children, Martin, because you're doing a shite job in work. You know, your productivity is down, you were late last week, you came in smelly the week before, I'm going to fucking kill you. You wouldn't accept it because you cannot threaten people because you don't believe they're doing a good job. Do you not get that?
I do get that. But again, if I was doing a bad job, I'd be out of my ear.
And he can be thrown out on his ear in the next election.
But do we have to wait for another 4 years, is it? Well,
I have to be honest with you, Martin. I would fear for your heart if you did get re-elected. I think that would put you over the edge.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Damien, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Damien?
Thanks very much for having me on.
No problem at all, Damien. What did you want to say on this?
So, obviously, you've seen this comment first thing this morning. And firstly, we should all be condoning this kind of behaviour.
Condoning it?
In regards to condoning the ending of kids.
Well, no, I'm sure you mean condemn it, not condone it. Condoning it and supporting it.
Well, what I mean is damning it, sorry, but condoning in the sense that, look, systematically, we've a bigger issue here, and it's not just about the threatening of this man's child, which should not be happening. Like, I've been back from Australia, 2 or 3 months now, and obviously going up and down the country, we can see a lot of different factors that are starting to occur here, you know, with immigration, you know, with the policies of government at the moment. And unfortunately, I don't even recognise my own nation now that I'm back here. You know, the change around here is absolutely been.
And what sort of change have you noticed?
Well, the change within the community. You know, I'm seeing that there's a lot of people who are afraid to walk the streets these days, and also look, I'm seeing, you know, a lot of people are very sick at the moment, you know. And this is a smaller part of a bigger issue, I think, that's going on and that's not being talked about, you know. And I'm finding as well that a lot of people are afraid to come out and speak about this, you know, from being called far right, far left, you know. It's just wrong, you know, what is happening here. And I don't think it's just down to Simon Harris. I think it's actually down to a lot of the government that are in place at the moment.
And again, I can't emphasise this more, only 9 months ago, we had a general election, and the government that is in place right now was elected by the people of Ireland. They were able to form a government, and that's the way it works here. So if people are that unhappy, either, I have two questions, why didn't you come out and vote in bigger numbers, or you have to wait until the next election? But the problem is, the sort of brain-dead morons that are making threats like that against people like Simon Harris and his children are the sort of brain-dead morons that wouldn't know their arse from their elbow when it comes to a ballot box and a polling station. They've probably never been inside the door of one. And that's the most frustrating part about this whole conversation, that they think the way to get rid of somebody like Simon Harris is to threaten his life and limb and his family's as well. And that just pisses me off no end. It really does. That's the way to do it.
And look, I agree with your comment. You know, I can see where you're coming from. And I like to think outside the box. Like, I've just come back from Australia, as I said, 2 months? And I'm even seeing in Australia, there's marches, you know, throughout the nation, which I believe was actually on Sunday, you know, condemning the actions of the government, that they're just not listening to the people, you know. And I think until we have that first, you know, and you said about the elections, the other thing I'm seeing here is that we have a lot of people being left into this country, you know? And if we're allowing these people in, they're automatically going to vote for the people that are in power.
They don't have a right to vote at this moment in time.
But a lot of them do.
But hang on. Any foreign national in this country is only entitled to vote when they become Irish citizens, not before that. And that takes donkey's years, okay? So don't be getting your knickers in a twist over people in... asylum centres voting for the government. They don't vote. They don't have a right to vote and won't have a right to vote until they become citizens.
But not only that. So
if they do.
But I don't think... But with the greatest respect, even if they were given the right to vote, I don't think someone who's arrived over on a plane from deepest, darkest Africa in the last year would even know what members are running for what party. I doubt they'd even know who Simon Harris is.
I would agree with that. And then we're seeing, look, on that question, we're looking at these NGOs that are inside in this country. Apparently there's 33,000 NGOs in this country, you know? Like, nobody really knows what's going on here, you know? But there is a bigger issue, you know? And I'm not... And obviously what happened to this man's child and his family, that's a definite no-no. That's completely out of bounds, you know?
Again, like I said to you a moment ago, my concern for this country is the direction that it's headed with political activists, if you want to call them that. I don't even know if that's a word or a tribute to them, but people with a certain political agenda and political viewpoint believing that the way to solve a problem of getting rid of a politician or getting is to threaten the person, is to make physical threats against them, rather than do what our democracy allows us, is vote them out of their job. That's what I'm worried about, that sort of direction that we're heading.
And, you know, look, let's come back to that point that you just made. Like, I was in Australia, and over the last, 2 years since the borders were opened up again, you know, I've seen a huge influx of Irish, you know what I mean, that are leaving their home country, you know, to go somewhere else for a better life. And I remember last year, I was out with a few friends, and we were just talking to a few Irish ladies that were in the group. And I just asked the question. I was like, why is there so many people coming here? And she could only speak from her own experience. She was saying, and this was a Cork lady. She said, I cannot walk down my own streets at night anymore. She goes, it's not safe, you know? And this is what I'm seeing up and down the country. You know, I do travel a lot when I'm home. I'm up and I'm seeing friends. And a lot of people are talking about this. And I'm sure you're seeing it too.
Of course you are. Yeah, of course you are.
They're on social media. Like.
And I get that. But like I said, to be going down a road of, I don't like you, so therefore I'm going to threaten you, is not a road that I'm very comfortable with.
If we gave into that, and I don't want to make this about us, but we get threats all the time. If we were to, we first started getting threats 25 years ago, and it has become worse because of social media.
People believe they're entitled to make threats against people now.
And by the way, in all my years doing controversial, in quotes, controversial type radio and podcasts and all that, it's only ever happened twice where people have actually said it to my face. Once was a couple of months ago, and then there was one incident. In all Adrian's years doing it, she's been grabbed by the neck and threatened once at a gig from an absolute scumbag because we did a show about her scumbag brother. So generally, if people, and I always say this, if people behaved in public the way they behave on social media, it'd be like the Purge. People would be going out killing each other. People generally only make threats on social media. Has anyone ever come up to your face, bar your woman, that day?
Not a threat. Some people have come up to me very angry, but not threatening me, no.
Yeah.
But
whereas on Facebook, like, some of the messages we're getting in already are absolutely disgusting.
This is Martine.
Hi there. Just commenting on the threats to Simon Harris's children. I have just returned from living abroad, so I am seeing very big differences and shocking differences in Irish society since I came back. Now, I don't claim to know about this young child, Harvey. Really sad situation from what I'm hearing. But on the wider issue of threats being made to Simon Harris and his children, I mean, people complain continuously in this country about not having enough political parties to represent them. How do people feel that people will go into politics when they're being threatened? I mean, I would not go into politics for love nor money in this country. That's the first point. Secondly, it's just absolutely disgusting, the level of hate in Ireland right now, not just against Simon Harris, but against each other. I'm very much cognizant of it since I've come back from other countries where economies are not as good as Ireland. I've travelled to 42 different countries. I've seen different governments and how they basically govern their countries in countries that are a lot worse off than Ireland. Portugal, for example, Vietnam, all over Eastern Asia, lots of different countries, too long for me to name. And one thing that struck me was, that people who go to the ballot box and vote their politicians in, they don't have the same vitriol and hatred that we have in Ireland. I'm shocked since I came home to see the level of hatred towards within society, towards each other, towards our politicians.
All right, thank you very much indeed for your message, Martine. Let me squeeze in one final call, and that is you, Angela. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
What the fuck? Seriously, excuse my language, but did we not have people on this podcast last week, and a woman whose child, there was an alleged attempted abduction.
Correct, we did.
And people were up in arms. They were fuming. They were calling in the National Guard. They were, protect our children. How can this happen in our country to our children? And then you get effing idiots. How dare anyone threaten any child? Everyone who has come on here and said, oh, no, no, no. And I truly mean this. No, no, no. Simon Harris is this, he's that. But his kids shouldn't be threatened. You're all a pack of hypocrites. You're all hypocrites. Because you're actually given a reason for it. You're saying he's a dickhead, he's a prick, he's terrible, he's woeful, he's this. But his kids shouldn't be threatened. Shame on every single one of you.
Why do you say it like that? Because, a lot of people have said threatening children, which is what has happened in this case, is a step too far.
It is a step too far.
Are saying that.
They're all saying it's a step too far. And in that same sentence, they're saying, but you cannot turn around and say, oh, that's terrible. His children shouldn't. No way should they be. But he deserves it. Like, how can you turn around in the same sentence and say he deserves it because of what he's done to them? It's not just him. Do you honestly think that Simon Harris is the only one that is sitting down making all of these decisions? It's not him. And I can tell you, you could give me all the money in the world right now and no way would I go into politics.
Nor me. And the anger directed at politicians, it was Leo Varadkar before it became Simon Harris.
He just
happens to be the target of it now. You're saying that anybody who in any way justifies threats being made against even Simon Harris are absolute hypocrites, because those same people only last week were calling for the head of whoever it was that allegedly abducted those children.
Allegedly abducted
or attempted
a child,
yep.
Right? An attempted abduction, yes. Isn't that a threat against the child?
Of course it is. Absolutely it is. All right, thanks very much indeed, Angela. Jess!
When you're a politician, you shouldn't know to expect that you're going to get slack. You are going to get threats, this, that and the other. So why is he acting as if he's above everyone? And it was the same with Helen McEntee. Seems as soon as September comes around and they're on their holidays, a new threat comes up. Yeah, maybe bringing his wife and kids into it is a bit fair. But for him, Micheál Martin, the rest of them, if he's wearing so shit at your jobs, he's actually talked to people, he's actually answered their fucking questions, he's won't be getting all the disputes. So you can either take it to heart or grow a thick fucking skin. But he won't, because he's a snivelling little snake of a man.
Come here, Jess. I'd be a snivelling snake of a man if threats were made against my children. That's the fact of it. And again, you're condoning it
She's
saying this is what they have coming to them. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please share it on your social media. Click like or subscribe or the bell icon on Spotify, and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. We'll catch you on the next Opinions Matter podcast.